All right, then, as promised and as hinted at by the playing of the transmission track, we've got Beth Custer here in the studio. And to whet our appetites to get things going, we're going to get things started with the little Beth Custer ensemble on your calyx.
Thank you.
the Beth Custer Ensemble with something called Call It Luck from their album Respect as Religion. And Beth is here in the studio with us.
Hi,
good morning,
Anthony.
Beth.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure, Beth. Thanks for coming. Now, tell us a little bit about that piece. Who wrote that?
Well, David James wrote the music, and then I floated some lyrics on top of it.
But not for the recording we just heard, right?
Yeah, there's a tiny bit of lyrics in the beginning.
Oh.
We missed it.
We missed it.
We were talking.
Oh, no.
But call it luck, call it greed. There's got to be something out there you need.
Ah. So this is the Beth Custer Ensemble, which is presumably you, right?
Right.
And who else?
My long-term compadres are, you know, Jan Jackson on drums, who I've been working with for like 15 years, and David James on guitar. And our newest member is Vicky Grossi on bass, this amazing electric bass player. And we're paired down to a quartet for our next show, which is at in Alameda at the
Rhythmics Cultural Works.
Yeah,
in Alameda.
Cool warehouse district of Alameda. And it's a kind of a burgeoning hotbed of culture there in this performing space. So.
Yeah, and
April 16th
you're
will be there.
There exactly.
Right, so after taxes, after you've, you know, finished your taxes, come on over and party with us.
Exactly, commiserate with the Beth Custer Ensemble. It's Saturday, April 16th at 8 o'clock, but you've got a bunch of other stuff going on this month, don't you?
Well, this Saturday, I have the extreme pleasure of playing solo, which I haven't done locally in quite a while, actually.
That seems so daunting to me. I mean, is it just you and
my clarinet
and your clarinet, yeah.
Bass clarinet, alto clarinet, B flat, and it's on this wonderful music series called In the Mood for Food, and it's so you get a gourmet vegan dinner by Chef Philip Gelb and a very intimate loft space in Oakland, and I think it seats maybe 15 or 20 people.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's really how do you say, secret and rare and all that good stuff. So you get to bring, you bring something to drink if you like, and then you get this, I think it's 5-course vegan gourmet dinner and afterwards a solo clarinet concert by me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's coming up on Saturday. And
yeah. And people can get make reservations by RSVPing at a Gmail address, vegshaku8. VEGSHAKU8 at Gmail. Then you can get in on the secret.
Get in on the secret. My goodness. All right. So let's just by way of, for the novices amongst us, let's introduce you. I think the first time I heard of you specifically was when I went to see, I saw you as part of the Clubfoot Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Playing with a film. And you did that again just recently, didn't you?
You did.
Did a reunion of sorts.
Right. And we were down in L.A., performing for some music supervisors more recently. So we might be chosen if all the numbers line up for a major film score, but it's a big, you know, big question.
It's a big question, but the score that you did do, when was it, last fall?
The Sherlock Jr. Last fall, the Buster Keaton's Sherlock Jr. It's our most collaborative score. I mean, people like Miles Boysen, Steve Kirk, Richard Marriott, myself, and Sheldon Brown composed the music for that. So it's a collaborative score. It's really fun to play.
And usually for a score, for example, for Caligari, that was composed...
By Richard. Mostly,
Yeah. Now
He founded the group at the Club Foot in 1980, I think it was 3. And I met him at a Snake Finger birthday party.
Whoa.
At the Club Foot. And he said, hey, you want to play in this band next Saturday that I am putting together? And I said, yes, and I'm still playing it all these decades later. So
that's amazing. Now, how do you pick up a gig like that? Is it because you sight read, or how do you do it?
I probably had a really short skirt on or something. I don't know. I mean, you know, whatever. I was fresh out of college. I'm fresh in the area. I moved here in 81, and I was looking for any and all gigs, you know, and that's what I tell my, you know, students, is to really broaden your experience, take whatever you can get. And, you know, I met Richard at a party, and we have been working together ever since. So, you know, I just... You never know where things are going to take you.
Yeah, you have to listen so you can hear opportunity knock.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes it's in disguise, right?
Right.
So that's fascinating. And you've done recently a silent score yourself.
Yeah, for my grandmother, the PFA, which is right outside here around the corner, Pacific Film Archive. Steve Side, who I met at Rasputin's when I worked there in the 80s as well.
Whoa.
Became a friend, befriended me at Rasputin's, and he came to a lot of clubfoot gigs. And then in, I think it was the year 2000, had been following my work for years and commissioned me to write a score for a film from their archive called My Grandmother. And so I've been touring that ever since. I mean, it's just kind of taken off a life of its own.
Yeah.
We just went to Georgia in December, the Republic of Georgia, where the film is originally from.
Tell me about that real quick. I mean, you've got so many stories, girl. I mean, we could go all day, right? But tell me, you went to Georgia with this film?
We went to Georgia. You know, the film, Kota Megabrizi is the director, and the film was banned upon release by the Soviet regime in 1929 for its anti-bureaucratic content. And so he was banished to Siberia, and the film has become, banished for 40 years. And so the film has come back now due to Tom Lotti bringing it from Gosfilmofon in Moscow to the PFA in the 70s. So that's in their archive. It's the only copy in the United States.
Whoa.
And yeah, and so it turns out this film is kind of very well known in Georgia. Kota Megabrizi was Georgian, and Georgia is a beautiful country, small country that was in the Soviet Union. And once they broke up, they are now their own country, and they have an incredible culture, and they're very delightful people. They love food. We went for a week, and they had like lavish tables of food and drink every night for us. It was just a wonderful experience. And we performed at the Tbilisi International Film Festival and were treated like, you know, royalty. It was
fantastic.
Lovely. Yeah.
So you're going back?
Yes. We hope to go back and tour the entire region. I want to go to like Azerbaijan and I like to go to Turkey and that whole area. I want to get to know that whole area more. You know?
What a life, Beth. It's too much, huh?
Well, it all comes from, you know, it's just my own. I mean, I raised all the money, you know, it's just from, it took 3 years to raise the money. You know, it doesn't rain out of the sky.
You've
got to have that fire in your belly.
You definitely do, though. It's very inspiring, I think. Very inspiring.
Thank you.
So why don't we have a listen to just you, solo. You want to tell us what this piece is?
Well, Gino Robert, who I play with in Clubfoot Orchestra, has a label called Rastus Gun, and he asked me to submit a piece a long time ago. I don't even remember what year this is from, but I was playing at the time solo, putting the end of my horn in a thing of water. So this is what this is.
Yeah, beautiful.
Why it's called Bedpan.
No.
I think it's a blue bedpan.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen in with Beth Custer on your KALX Berkeley. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was Beth Custer solo. And if you hunt hard, you can find that recording on a collection of experimental tracks. The collection is called Yearbook, and it came out from the Rasta Scan label from Gina Robert. And it's all you guys. But that, Beth, really, that was you and a bedpan, really?
And some water. I actually haven't done that in a long time. I started doing it out when I was out in the headlands, as artists and residents out there, so, but I haven't done it in a while.
Well, okay, it isn't a, I think the question on people's minds is that, gosh, I wonder how long it's been she's done that. The question is, why did you incorporate
a
bedpan?
Like, water. I just love water, and I love to swim, and I just love water, general hot springs, whatever, and so just to get me in the water. And so I just started playing with it with playing the clarinet, and you just dip the bell into the water, and then it creates a seal and creates all the harmonics. So can get these harmonics coming out, and those for the technically inclined.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily technically inclined to wonder why someone would play with a bedpan.
I was just goofing around, one day in my chambre.
I think it's a great sound. So let's talk about this other gig that you've got coming up.
The other thing is that, the Left Coast Chamber Ensemble, I've been working with them for quite a while. This will be they commissioned me this year to write a companion piece for a wind sextet. So it's a woodwind quintet with the standard instrumentation with an added bass clarinet. And they're premiering a work. They asked me to write a companion piece for Janacek wrote for this configuration. And so Leos Janacek, the Czech composer, they're premiering his Mladi, which means youth, and my companion piece, as well as several other new world premieres. And that's in the San Francisco Green Room on April 18th at 8 p.m. and in Mill Valley at the Throckmorton on Thursday, April 14th at 8 p.m. And they are really quite... I went to a rehearsal last night. They're like kind of world-class musicians. Yeah. They're quite amazing. And they don't play everything so straight and narrow. It's very... They have a really cool perspective on music.
Well, you're a world-class musician.
Definitely worth checking out. Oh, thank you.
You definitely are.
Well, thank you.
Not every schlub that gets a sort of... tour Georgia. And you deserve it. So,
well, thank you.
Now, let's just do a quick recap. So,
okay.
On Saturday,
this Saturday is the secret solo concert in the loft, the secret loft.
Right. And it's a five-course vegan meal. If you want to go, you have to
email vegshaku8@gmail.com, vegshaku8, the numeral 8, at gmail.
So it's a five-course vegan meal, gourmet. And then Beth Custer.
A
solo concert from Beth Custer. And then next
Saturday.
Next Saturday at the
Rhythmics
Cultural Works in Alameda. We've got the Beth Custer Ensemble. It's an 8 o'clock showtime.
Yeah.
That's right. And then finally on the 18th?
The 14th and 18th is the premiere with the Left Coast Chamber Ensemble.
Okay.
And
so,
people can go to my website if they forget all this or don't have a pencil, and it's all on there.
Beautiful. And that website, presumably...
BethCuster.com.
BethCuster.com. It all bears mentioning. So we're going to leave them with a track.
This is the Left Coast Chamber Ensemble, the string quartet piece I wrote, and I'm singing along with him. It's called Daikon Radish.
I love this track.
Listen, I know that's why I picked it, because I remember you liked it. So
yeah, I love this track. So we're going to give some tickets away for next Saturday's show at the Rhythmics Cultural Cultural Works, Rhythmics Cultural Works in Alameda. It's the Beth Custer Ensemble, Saturday, April the 16th. It's an 8 o'clock showtime. And if you want to go and check out Beth and her ensemble, all you got to do is dial the request line, 510-642-KALX, 642-5259. And we're going to ask a clarinetist trivia question. One of the most famous live albums in all of jazz is Benny Goodman Live at Carnegie Hall, which was recorded in 1938. And the question is, can you tell me who the drummer was on that recording? Very famous drummer, big band drummer. And your hint is he pounded the hell out of the drums. All right? He was known for not taking prisoners. So 510-642-5259, 642-KALX, if you want to go check out Beth Custer and her ensemble at Rhythmics Cultural Works in Alameda next Saturday, the day after Tax Day. All right. Thank you so much for joining us,
Thank
Beth.
Thank you, Anthony.
It's a pleasure to have you.
My pleasure.
Here is Beth Custer and the Left Coast Chamber Ensemble with Daikon Radish on your Calyx.
Of a hole in the ground. hold hands and we jump. And as we fall, we sing. Paupers hammering the walls of the castle. Going to meet the king. Never sleep, remember to breathe deep. Never sleep, remember to breathe.
Point of Thank you.